This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We can't make good decisions unless we have good intelligence. And it's important that the president is getting the very best non-politicized intelligence possible because our national security is at stake. So my hope is that when the president-elect receives his own briefings and is able to examine the intelligence as his team is put together and they see how professional and effective these agencies are, that some of those current tensions will be reduced.
You know, it's the point's well taken here, and I always appreciate it. And this is the thing that, you know, kind of disarms you a bit about President Obama. Not that you want to be armed. I mean, he's the president of the United States. We elected him to be president twice. But yet you're on guard because he'll say one thing, but then he acts out another thing. You know, and I guess, you know, it's a fight for, as David Drucker said, a fight for position and the party. And, you know, if the party is the most important thing, then who suffers? You know, we the people and the United States of America, the government at large suffers. You know, this is the I don't know what it's going to take, Scott, to, you know, adjust this country back into realizing that it's about the greater good, not the minimal good. And when we start thinking and again, I'm not suggesting, you know, a majority rule kind of mentality. I'm just suggesting that we need to understand who we're most loyal to. You know, I don't hear the oaths of office being directed and focused on, you know, the support of the party. It is the support of the people. It is the Constitution, which is about we the people. That's what it's supposed to be about. But unfortunately, everything, as even the president is suggesting here, is becoming politicized that, you know, we're losing our way along, you know, along the way. It's no wonder 7 out of 10 are saying that we're on the wrong track. It's because we've lost focus of what the goal, what the objective is. When it's about any one party, if that's the objective, we're in trouble. And here we are back with this new Congress, the 115th Congress, and it's a fight for survival. And who's going to get the credit? I don't know. Call me ideological. I would hope that we'd be on that and be beyond it. But this is the way our government works. It's the way the Beltway works. It's about survival. It's about reelection. It's not necessarily about serving the people, though they talk about serving the people. But, you know, if you do, I don't think you need to talk about it. Does that make sense? But I think we get lost here in all this stuff. And then next thing you know, we're fighting for our side against his side. And, you know, we're no longer united. We're divided. It's no wonder that we're at odds with one another. And you think of these things, you know, take a step back and you think whether or not it's, you know, the lunacy that was expressed, and demonstrated on this poor kid in Chicago. I mean, what's wrong with our society that we are developing this kind of behavior? And this has been going on for a long time. And this is something where we the people need to come together on and just say, enough of this stuff, enough of drug lords and all these other evil things taking over our communities where our kids can't go out and enjoy a public park. You know, we pray to God every night that they're going to survive another day, you know, as bullets are flying over air and through windows and houses and all that sort of thing, because you've got people out of control here. So, you know, I got to tell you, you know, barring, you know, some incredible, and we are due for a revival, you know, this country is still in a lot of trouble here, even in the midst of the hope that we have, you know, as a result of this last election. But you have to understand, it's not about any one person. It's not Donald Trump. You know, healing the hearts and minds of Americans really is between us and the one who created us. And unless we understand that and begin to move in that direction, we're going to be fighting an uphill battle. and Donald Trump is only going to have some limited success here, if success at all. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is time for Jordan Goodman. Yes, America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. Jordan was the editorial staff, was on the editorial staff, I should say, of Money Magazine, where he served as a Wall Street correspondent. Happy New Year, Jordan. How are we doing, buddy?
Same to you, Bill. Happy New Year to you. It's been quite a year. It's going to be an incredible year going forward.
Well, we're starting a new year, new slate, time for New Year's resolutions. Boy, the stock market is trying to do everything that it can to hit that magic number. In fact, I've been seeing the hats. Almost 20,000. Did you get a hat?
That's right. It is going to be 20,000 quite soon here. It's got a lot of momentum. Everything that Trump talked about, I mean, we haven't even had an inauguration yet.
Yes.
But in anticipation of what he's going to do. The stock market has taken off like a rocket since the last 2 months or so since the election. And I think it's going to go much higher. I mean, the Dow is going to hit 20,000 at some point here. I think it could end the year at 23,000 on the Dow.
Wow. Whoa. That's a prediction. Well, Jordan, isn't it amazing, though? I mean, people just can't handle good news.
It's
like, wait a minute. Well, I keep telling everybody, I go, don't you find it interesting? We're looking at the same glass, half are seeing it half full and the other half empty. And I just don't understand. I mean, it's like for all the bad news we had, we get a little bit of optimism on the horizon here, and they're doing everything they can to pat it down.
Exactly. So, I mean, they're starting with the Obamacare repeal. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I mean, the premiums had going up so dramatically. You know, in Arizona, it was 116%. Other states, 50, 60%. People can't afford these things,
though.
That's
right.
So the whole system is going to be changed. Representative Price from Georgia is going to run Health and Human Services, and he's got all kinds of specific ideas. I mean, they're talking about repealing and replace. We don't know exactly what we're going to replace it with, but they've got ideas. They're not going into this completely blank. And that should be a very good thing. If people can pay less on their premiums and only pay for what they need, not a lot of things that they don't need, that could help dramatically. And then you add the tax cuts on top of that, you're putting more money in both individual and corporate pockets.
Exactly.
Which means they're going to spend it, they're going to invest it, they're going to create new jobs. These are all good things to have money in the private sector. So this is why the market's doing so well.
And that's what the people told Donald Trump. So look at, we want jobs. Get this stuff out of the way. I mean, this guy's the classic CEO, probably the first CEO president we've had in the modern era. And, he looks at some of this stuff, and it's like a no-brainer. I mean, it's like, hey, well, this is let's go ahead and fix this. But meanwhile, welcome to the world of politics where you've got a guy like Senator Schumer saying, don't expect any cooperation from us unless you're willing to abandon the GOP altogether.
Right. And
come our way. And go, well, what about the people that voted me into office? I guess I'm supposed to ignore them, too, right?
It's just crazy. But the difference is that they've got a majority. 52-48 in the Senate. They got plenty in the House. And soon, they'll have a fifth Supreme Court justice as well.
Exactly.
So it's a trifecta.
Right.
So, I mean, in some cases, they're going to have to overcome filibusters.
Right.
I think with the Obamacare, they're going to have a kind of a resolution that allows it to get through without having to get 60 votes. So, you know, it'd be nice if they cooperate, but they're not going to for the most part. But I think a lot of what he wants can get done. And so that's good. The stock market, I think, is going to really, as I said, go up dramatically.
Exactly.
The other thing that's clearly going to happen is interest rates are going to keep rising.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could get some inflation out of all this growth, which is a good thing. Fed has been wanting to create inflation for quite a while here. So interest rates, the long-term treasury went from about 1.5% before the election now to about 2.5%. I think it could go to 4%
at
the end of this year. If things really start kicking in, you could get much higher interest rates, which is, for mortgages, you know, getting unaffordable. You have the 30-year fixed, which had been 3.5, is now about 4.5, on its way to 5%. If you haven't refinanced yet, move it now before the window closes.
Talk about move it or lose it. Exactly.
Yeah, a website there would be youcanrefi.com to get those low mortgage rates. And then on the investment side, I'm concerned a lot of people are going to lose a lot of money in fixed income vehicles like bonds, like utilities, like real estate investment trusts, which are kind of bond surrogates.
Mm-hmm.
As interest rates rise, you lose a lot more in principal than you're gaining in interest, a lot more. Like the utilities, they're down 15% in the last 2 months or so. So I'm concerned about that. I'll give you an example of what I would like. I like what are called real estate income funds, real estate commercial income funds. You get an 8% yield with no market fluctuation whatsoever. There's a website for that too. Commercialrealestateincomefunds.com can help you find out about that. So I'm concerned about a lot of people who would say, oh, I'm in bonds. What could go wrong? What could go wrong is you could lose a lot of money very quickly.
Exactly. Yeah, the rules are starting to change a little bit. I mean, and you got to make sure that you're in front of those rules so they're working in your favor, not against you, right?
Which is what's going to happen here. I mean, if you have interest rates rising, it's going to work in your favor if you're earning higher income. But if you're in fixed income vehicles, I mean, say you bought a bond 2 months ago when the bond was 1.5%, you've lost 10% of your principal already in the last 2 months.
Right.
And I think with rates going higher, that's going to be even more. So for your listeners out there who want income, I would avoid the traditional things and go for something different like this, again, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com.
And some of this stuff, Jordan, unless you really know and appreciate the nuance of it, you might think that you've got a solid bet there, but it's moving in the wrong direction. You hear rates going up, you think, oh, okay, that might be good news for me. Well, no, it could be bad news for you.
If you're in a fixed income vehicle,
yes,
and your fixed income at that lower level, the value of the principal goes down sharply when interest rates rise.
Hmm.
So, and people don't realize this. Oh, I'm getting 2%. What could go wrong? It's like if you just lost 10 to 15% of your principal, and with a bond, you can go on, you know, if you're 10 years, you're talking about locking in losses for a very, very long period of time. And even worse, Bill, would be bond funds, which never mature.
Right.
So if interest rates go up in the long run, all the money you've made in bond funds the last few years is going to be thrown right back into the river here because those things never mature.
Well, the Fed says they're going to ease in the rates, so you're expecting...
We're talking about three interest rate increases in 2017.
Right. Exactly. Uh-huh.
Which would bring... Currently, they're at 0.75. That would bring it up to 1.5% on short-term, but long-term will go up even more. I mean, long-term reacts very quickly to economic growth, whereas the Fed can be much slower about this. And it already has. I mean, we've moved from 1.5 to 2.5 without Trump being in office yet. That's giving you a sense of how...
That's pretty incredible. And then and he hasn't even really put any effort to where we've really unleashed this productive potential that's been lying dormant in America for so long. And as you and I talked about before, I think it's not unrealistic for us to realize somewhere between 3-5% GDP.
I think so. Maybe not fully this year, but I think we can get to 4% next year, particularly the infrastructure program, I think, could really stimulate a lot of jobs, not only directly in the building, but planning for it and the equipment and the materials, everything that goes into that could be enormous for the economy.
Not to mention the energy sector, too, because...
Big time. Because you're going to make it easy to drill. It's been very difficult for environmental and other kinds of reasons. If you loosen that up a little bit, I mean, here you've got Rick Perry at Energy, who's the Texas guy. He likes oil drilling.
Right.
You've got the EPA guy, who's an Oklahoma guy. He likes drilling.
Mm-hmm.
And the interior guy. I mean, all the people who are running it are going to say, drill, baby, drill.
Yeah, exactly. I hear Sarah Palin screaming in the background somewhere. Well, it's all very positive, and we're excited about the future, what it holds. You know, for America, and that's what this is all about, and America is speaking and saying, look, at 75% of America says Donald Trump, it's about jobs.
Correct.
Go
that's
get
his
job
priority.
Back.
And he's doing it. All the things that were slowing up job creation, whether it's exporting jobs to Mexico, like what happened with Carrier and Ford,
right.
Or these labor regulations, environmental regulations, securities regulations. The guy who's going to bring in the head of the SEC, he just announced, is going to get rid of a lot of the Dodd-Frank things, which is making it hard to have loans.
Exactly.
All these things will help create jobs. That's
well,
great.
Jordan, we're out of time. Always appreciate the insight. Great advice here. Where can they go for more information?
MoneyAnswers.com. Get emails from your listeners all the time. Always glad to help them.
Jordan Goodman.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh,
Bill Martinez here. As always, an honor to have you along with us, celebrating the new year all over the place. For more information, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. I'll drop you an email. We'd love to hear from you, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Speaking of the new year, it is a time to, you know, set goals for yourself. Some would call those resolutions. Why not? Time to start fresh and begin working on a better you. Resolutions usually focus on living healthier lifestyles. This usually means changing your diet to eat better food or getting a gym membership, maybe stepping up your exercise routine. But did you know sleep plays a huge role in being healthy and is often neglected when people strive for a healthier lifestyle? In fact, we were sharing with everybody earlier about how important sleep is. In fact, they asked people, they said, if you had an extra hour a day, what would you do with that extra hour a day? Well, Dr. Sujay Kasagra is with us, and Dr. K, you're a sleep health consultant for Mattress Firm, the director of Duke University's Pediatric Neurology Sleep Medicine Program and author of the book, My Child Won't Sleep. What do you think the number one answer was?
I would hope it'd be get an extra hour of sleep.
You're exactly right. Of all the extra things we could do, the number one answer, ka-ching, was yes, I want more sleep. So America instinctively is understanding they need more sleep. It's just that they're not following up on it necessarily, are they?
That's true. I think we live in a world of chronically sleep-deprived individuals. It's very difficult in our fast-paced world to get the sleep we need.
Well, why is sleep so doggone important? And knowing that it is important, we know it because we know when we get the right sleep, we feel better. We're able to be more effective during the day. But yet it seems to, you know, somehow in our fast-paced world, we think we can put it off.
You're absolutely right. The problem is when we don't sleep, there are a whole host of things that are affected in our bodies. People always used to ask me, why exactly do we sleep? And the answer, there are multiple answers, but it's very vital to our energy and our fatigue level during the day, certainly. If you don't get the sleep you need, you're going to feel sleepy and tired the next day. That's a given. But it's also incredibly important for the health of our heart, the health of our lungs, the health of our immune system. It's important in appetite regulation. It's important in mood regulation. So there's so many different avenues where sleep plays a huge role in how you feel the next day. And so that's why sleep, it's so important to focus on that for physical well-being. And you hit the nail on the head when you introduce this segment. People always think about eating right, exercising, but sleep is the core when it comes to how well you feel the next day.
It really is a gift, isn't it? I mean, the way our bodies have been designed.
That's right, and there's a reason why all living creatures have some form of sleep. It's an important, very important part of maintaining our body's well-being.
Well, you know, with this hectic season that we've been through, you know, kids home from school, and I know the parents probably feel like they're, you know, trying to wrangle cats here as they go in 50 million directions. Where's my toy? I thought my toy was over here, one thing or another. But it's been tough on parents, you know, to get the kids back on schedule, you know, even after having one night of being up late because Santa was coming. But the fact of the matter is, you know, it really is about a healthy schedule, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the tricky thing about long vacations is, unfortunately, oftentimes we have that tendency to stay up late, sleep in throughout our vacations, both kids and adults. And the problem is that our internal body clocks end up shifting such that it makes it very difficult to go back to bed at a regular time that you would the night prior to going to school or going to work. And that makes waking up in the morning exceedingly difficult as well. And so the key is to try to keep that internal body clock aligned. And one of the big tips I give folks is to try to keep your wake and your sleep time essentially the same, no matter the day of the week, and even over vacations. It sounds crazy. It sounds hard to do, but really trying your best to do that. And if you can't do it, if you push things out a little bit far, you know, far into the night over the vacation time, try to move things up by a few minutes, you know, 10 to 15 minutes each day leading back into your school time and work time. So that way your body clock is adjusting a few days prior to jumping right back into work and school.
Well, you know, Dr. K, I've heard over the years, you know, where there's been some people, you know, that are just phenomenal in their gifting and in the work that they do, and they will often brag about how they operate on such little sleep. And I know for a long period of time, I was able to operate on 4 hours of sleep, but I paid a price. I mean, I tried to convince myself that it was a good thing, but, you know, I had to be honest with myself. And I only say this because Donald Trump, our new president, elect it's been said of him quite often that he operates on 3 to 4 hours of sleep. But, you know, to your point, that comes with a cost, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you bring up a really important point, which is right now in our culture, our society, people think of sleep as something that you can give up. And they oftentimes brag about the fact that they can do well off of just little amounts of sleep. They say, hey, I only slept 3 hours last night to get this work done, and everybody's giving them high fives as if it's some sort of badge of honor that they're wearing, the sleep deprivation. And with the amount of science that we have now that supports how vital sleep is, it really requires a shift in our culture as well to understand that, listen, getting by on less sleep should not be seen as something remarkable or an achievement that you've done. It should be actually be looked at as something that's discouraged. Mm-hmm. Say, listen, your brain is not working the way that it should with less sleep. You really should be getting more to function at your optimum when it comes to decision-making, when it comes to judgment, when it comes to attention. Lacking sleep affects all of these different avenues. So it's not something you should really be bragging about. I tell people you should be ashamed if you're only sleeping 3 or 4 hours a night. And you know it personally. The effects of, right. of having less sleep, it really affects everything you do the next day. Now, there are some people that have that ability to function well off of less sleep. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, very successful people actually have a gene mutation that allows them to function well off of smaller amounts of sleep. So there are people that can function completely fine, but that's really less than 1% of the population out there.
Yeah, I think that gene has vapored on me. And what I inherited in the last couple of years is the nap gene. I never took naps. I take naps now, and naps are my best friend, I got to tell you, to be honest with you.
And there's nothing wrong with naps. I tell you, if you really have a fast-paced schedule and it's really hard to get that sleep at nighttime, sometimes taking a short 20-30 minute nap is what you need to really give you the energy back and leave you revitalized for the rest of the day.
Well, in your studies, in research, what have you found to be some of the side effects of sleep deprivation that we might not be aware of?
Yeah, so of course, most people that are sleep deprived automatically think, you know what, I'm going to be tired and fatigued the next day, and that's a given. People don't realize that oftentimes depression is linked with lower amounts of sleep. Excessive anxiety can be linked with increased sleep. There can be an increase in your appetite if you don't sleep enough at nighttime. So you're likely to eat more while you're awake if you haven't slept as much the night before. So it makes weight loss really challenging and difficult. And then our immune function, we're more prone to actually getting sick if we haven't gotten the sleep that we need at night. Those are just a few of the side effects. Mm-hmm. If you have sleep disorders such as obstructive sleep apnea where you're not breathing well at night, that can actually increase your risk of heart attack and stroke. And so lots of reasons to get the sleep that you need and the quality of sleep, not just the quantity, but good quality sleep.
Exactly. And speaking of quality, in this technological world that we live in, I know people, and I don't know how they do this, because I can't keep my brain running up to the moment. I can drink coffee and go to sleep right away. But, boy, if I'm on a smartphone or a tablet or my computer, it takes me extra time to, you know, get to sleep. And this is some of the other research that's come out as well, is that this keeps our brain so activated that it gets in the way of putting our right foot forward to get the good night's sleep that we deserve and we're looking for, right?
Absolutely. Electronic devices and sleep do not get along. There's an epidemic of folks that are using their devices late into the evening. I think upwards of 60 or 70% of people say they check their smartphone even before they brush their teeth in the morning. So our smartphones are everywhere. They're constantly with us. And the problem is the light that these devices emit actually decreases our brain's own natural sleep hormone known as melatonin. Our brains have no way of distinguishing light from these smartphones versus light from the sun. And so when these devices are close to our faces, our brains are thinking, hey, guess what? It's still daytime outside. I don't need to get to sleep. And it makes it even harder for our brains to turn off.
Well, the final question here, Dr. K, where can listeners go for more information?
Yeah, so I work with, as you mentioned, I work with the Mattress Firm. There's a blog where I post live articles about sleep health. It's called TheDailyDose.com, D-O-Z-E, TheDailyDose.com. Lots of great sleep tips and health advice from the good folks at Mattress Firm.
Well, Dr. Sujay Kasandra has been our guest, pediatric neurologist and Mattress Firm's sleep health consultant. Dr. K, thank you so much. Some great ideas here, and let's pray for and do some things for a healthier sleep in 2017. What do you think?
I think that sounds like a great idea.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Can't stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
Drag us off the weeds.
Bill Martinez live.
Let me tell you, if you think it's hot now, get ready, ladies and gentlemen. It's only just begun. Because that's what happens when you have a country that's of, for, and by we the people, and we're as divided as we are. We've got to work through this. It's the grief to happiness ratio is what I call it, and that is where we are today, and happiness, hopefully, is where we will find ourselves down the road when this country truly is great again. Tom Rogan is with us. Always good to have Tom here, a contributor for Opportunity Lives, a panelist on the McLaughlin Group, and a senior fellow at the Steamboat Institute. Tom, Happy New Year to you. How are you?
Happy New Year to you, Bill. I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, Tom, the 115th Congress started underway, and of course, you know, not to be without its bit of frivolity and fun and all that good stuff, you know, and fake news surrounding it. We didn't get that 5-minute expression of Judge Merrick Garland being imposed on this country by President Barack Obama, that goofy rumor that was running around, huh?
No. It was amusing. I always enjoy it when those rumors go around because you know it's not going to happen, and it just shows they're showing their hand with the frustration and the resort to emotional stupidity instead of a rational strategy. So I enjoy those rumors when they come.
Well, sometimes the levity is good to kind of give us a break and draw a pause. But I keep saying, look, we got to get everybody serious on this. Let's get beyond this so that we can, you know, Democrat, Republican, Independent, we all have to be in if we're going to get this country back on track. We cannot do it with one party. One party is what gave us the Affordable Care Act, after all.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah, you know, 100%. You need to forge bipartisan compromise, and you know, hopefully, we can get that done in the years ahead.
Well, it's a fresh new year, and with it comes New Year's resolutions, and you had some New Year's resolutions for this 115th Congress to embrace. Tell our audience about your column, if you would, Tom.
Well, so I was talking about three different things that I thought the new Congress should focus on doing, and the first issue I talk about is really, I think, probably the most important, which is empowering the committee chairs, which is to say, whatever, you know, there are a number of select committees in Congress, but the idea being that if you empower committee chairs who are working every week behind the scenes, forging often very personal relationships with their Democratic opposites, and you have the opportunity to actually develop legislation that has a good chance of getting through Congress in a full vote, and that has the kinks, the issues that perhaps might afflict other pieces of legislation already resolved because the committee has had the time to go through with a, you know, fine comb and essentially identify the issues and go through that fine comb and say, okay, let's resolve those issues. And
exactly.
I think that's a great idea,
Tom, and I believe one that's been greatly overlooked because when you think about the chairs and all the issues that they're dealing with, how can the leadership possibly manage all that? I mean, to centralize that kind of power back to the House and Senate leadership makes it quite cumbersome and impossible, and it's no wonder that the wheels of government move so slowly.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think what it also does is it shows members of Congress that the leadership does appreciate their ability to get things done. Look, there's a lot of frustration building in Congress because Congress has felt ignored by President Obama and because of the partisan rancor. And I think if you gave some space, and we've already seen this, by the way, we've seen this with the Cures Act that was recently passed, that a bipartisan compromise, but essentially had been worked on down in the committees and came to a popular vote, well, a vote in Congress and then passed through. A good piece of legislation that will benefit people, that will, you know, the major thing, I think, make sure that people who are suffering from those serious illnesses don't have to wait as long to get the FDA to approve things. So it's a good thing, and it's just an example of what could be done going forward.
And I like the idea, Tom, it broadens leadership. It's not focused on just a couple of people. Now you're raising up leaders in these various committees that empowers them in such a way that makes them an added powerful voice in the public square, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think it gives you a chance as a country to develop, you know, the best possible talent that you can in Congress, but to form new sort of consensual arrangements, you know, again, between Democrats and Republicans, building that respect factor. And as that develops, and as the leadership at the center, whether that be the majority leader and Speaker Ryan, as they are sort of taking on more of a just, okay, now let's bring it to the floor role,
right.
You know, I think there's a lot more potential to actually get stuff done. People forget that members of Congress, if they can, do want to get stuff done.
Exactly.
I think this opens the door to that. And it also does so in a way that, you know, if legislation is coming from Paul Ryan's office, very quickly you're going to see the battle lines between special interests form and criticize it in the media. If committee chairs and the deputy chair are working together, there's less sort of room for that partisan buildup to occur until the last moment.
Well, Tom, what you're talking about is productivity. I think it's inherent in any human being of any kind of state and quality is that they want this sense of productivity. Part of what leads to fulfillment and happiness in one's life is they feel like they're earning their way. And as you say, we've got, you know, some really smart people there in D.C. We really do. And if they're hamstrung and not being productive, I mean, how much fun is that job?
Right, exactly. And you won't attract people into it and they won't stay in it. And so, yeah, you're right.
Without a doubt. You also say another good resolution, I agree, the importance of pursuing immigration reform. We really got to get serious about this once and for all, don't we?
We do. And I think actually, as much as some Democrats say, no way that can happen with Trump, I like that sort of saying, you know, only Nixon could go to China. I think that Trump has an opportunity there to actually, you know, to take that first step, you know, secure the border, and then from that to move to a position where we, you know, I think allow some people to stay in, pay back taxes, and, you know, get that, just get it done with. Mm-hmm. We need to get it done with for a whole range of reasons, but, you know, why not now?
Exactly. You also talk about cutting federal grants to states that obstruct private opportunity. Break that down for us.
Yeah, so Bill, I think I could have been a little bit more clear there. But my main point was states where state legislatures, through Democratic governors, are taking action against firms like Uber and Airbnb and these sharing economy firms and trying to restrict those firms from operating. And I am essentially saying, okay, well, if you do that, that's all right. You have state authority. I think that's important. But if you do that, the federal government should restrict some of the economic grants, free enterprise zone grants that it affords, because, you know, the special issue with those sharing economy jobs and opportunities is that they empower people. They empower a lot of millennials, but they also empower a lot of people who want to make an extra buck through the possession of their own car or their own apartment or home. And I think there's a very important debate to be had there. And I think Republicans, if they're, you know, serious about it, can actually begin to say to millennials especially, look, we're on your side here. If you want to drive an Uber and make a couple of extra bucks, or if you want to use an Uber and not, you have to pay an inordinate amount for a taxi, we're your fan. And the Democrats are trying to prevent that because of their subservience to union groups. So that's essentially the crux of my argument there.
Well, in a sense, Tom, you know, what you point out here is the hope that a lot of Americans are feeling about this incoming administration, that it is going to unleash the potential business power that has been lying dormant for way too long in this country and is just eager to get expressed. So it's lead follower, get the heck out of the way. Maybe that's what we're coming down to. Tom Rogan, domestic policy columnist for the conservative website Opportunity Lives. Tom, thank you. Always good to have you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Can you imagine we get the 115th Congress to be dancing, Scott? We might change some attitudes, huh? A little La La Land movie music, why not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Today's Epiphany, the 12th day of Christmas that falls on January the 6th and marks the official end to the festive season for many Christians. On Wednesday, Pope Francis held the Vatican's annual Holy Mass for the Epiphany in St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. It is quite the tradition. The 12th night Epiphany also marks a visit to the baby Jesus by the Magi, the three kings or wise men. The word Epiphany comes from the Greek and means manifestation. Celebrates the revelation of God in His Son as human in Jesus Christ. And as I say, it depends. Some faiths observe it at different times. But generally, January the 6th, 12 days after Christmas, is the official end of the Christmas season. Some facts about the Feast of the Epiphany. The three kings, Melchior, Gaspar, and Balthazar, represented Europe, Arabia, and Africa, respectively. I don't know if you knew that. Hundreds of years ago, roast lamb was traditionally served at the Epiphany in honor of Christ and the three kings' visit. And also, Hispanics used the Rosca de Reyes, which is the, you know, the ring of kings. And there's usually like a small plastic Jesus in there. And whoever happens to get the piece, because it's this circle, which is very tasty, of sweetbread. And if you get the piece where the plastic Jesus is in, it's your honor to throw a party on Caldemas in February. So great tamale time, I'm telling you. In some European countries, children leave their shoes out the night before to be filled with gifts, while others leave straw for the three kings' horses. According to Greek Orthodox Church's tradition, a priest will bless the waters by throwing a cross into it as worshippers try to retrieve it. You may see people diving into waters and going after a cross, and this is what they're doing, and this is how they celebrate the Epiphany as well. So being celebrated around the world, Epiphany, the 12th day of Christmas, the conclusion of the Christmas season. So this is what's happening. And for those of you that are enjoying the Rosca de Reyes, enjoy it. Eat hearty, my friend. And buena suerte on getting the plastic Jesus, because, hey, there's a party in February. There's plenty of great tamales to go all around. Well, we've been talking about, you know, the conversation started with Megan Barth earlier about, you know, the president's legacy.
And one of the things, and this was most shocking for Scott as well when we played it. Was it last week or earlier this week? Maybe it was Monday this week when we first talked about it.
It was last week.
Yeah, last week. The president said, again, trying to form his legacy, said, there's no scandals in his administration. Well, listen what his spokespeople and he himself had to say about this.
And the president has spoken at some length about how proud he is that there hasn't been a major personal scandal in his administration.
Do they feel responsibility because they're historic figures? Yes, they do. But I don't think that it has made them be different than who they are. The president prides himself on the fact that his administration hasn't had a scandal and that he hasn't done anything to embarrass himself.
I am extremely proud of the fact that over 8 years, we have not had the kinds of scandals that have plagued other administrations.
Well, in the Hispanic world, we would say no tienes vergüenza. You don't have any shame. And basically, that's what, you know, grandparents would say to you to kind of stop you in your tracks, even your parents, to get you to, you know, connect back with reality. And this is what maybe a lot of Hispanics would be saying to the president. Grady, and one of the sources that we use on Bill Martinez Live to get these sound bites, has put together a complete guide. Are you ready for this? A complete guide to the 633 scandals of the Obama administration. Scott, the other day we were talking about, what we reeled off like 10 or 11. Just very quick, you know, without really giving it much thought. But Gravian has done an extensive job here. They've come up with 633 scandals. So somewhere between no scandals and 633 scandals lies the truth. What do you think?
Yeah, one email, 33,000 emails, you know, it's whatever. It makes me wonder if they know what numbers are.
Well, yeah, speaking of numbers, we just got the job numbers in there again, you know.
You know, I guess it all comes down to what he considers to be, you know, if he feels like he himself wasn't in any sort of scandal, then fine. But when you're the boss and things happen under you, that tends to, you know, the buck has to stop somewhere. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, obviously, when I could read, you know, because I'm not into politics very much.
I'm forcing you in the deep end, aren't I?
You really are. but it's not something that I think it brings the worst out of everybody.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
The way it is now, and but you know, if I can rip off five or six right away without much thought to it, that says something.
Well, of course, we had one of our presidents say the buck stops here because he admitted he was going to take accountability. And this is what the president does. I mean, whether you say it does or it doesn't, the buck does stop with you. It is your administration. And when he talked about scandals, he talked about the scandals within the administration. And for Gravian, you know, come up with, you know, 633, I mean, it is endless. I mean, besides the obvious ones, whether it's, you know, the Clinton emails, you know, Benghazi, Fast and Furious that you and I talked about, you know, it's what they did there. I mean, incredible what they did to Mexico and what they did to Mexicans. And with no apology, do you think the president would have said, hey, I'm sorry, you know, we were mensos, you know, we made a mistake here. Sorry, we didn't mean to send 2,000 guns to the drug lords there to shoot you guys up. And, you know, we just, it was just a bad idea. We messed up. Now, no admission, you know, we've got the job, you know, the job, shovel ready jobs that never happened. And then he laughed about it. You know, he kind of, you know, which really bothered me, you know, really insulted me because, you know, there were people counting on those shovel-ready jobs because so many jobs had been lost because of Obamacare. And, you know, not to mention, you know, what was happening with the economy and other things that were going on. I mean, it was the perfect storm. A lot of jobs had been vacated overseas. This is what our government had done. It had promoted a globalist mindset. Hey, let's help the world out. Well, in helping the world out, we found out along the way that we were hurting ourselves, and we got families, we got Americans here, people who have been, you know, paying their dues and taxes and all that, and they've been left out to dry. And all you got to do is, you don't even have to take a long ride, Scott, anymore. You just get in the car, drive around this country, start seeing the blighted areas, and you go, what is wrong? You know, what happened here, you know, to this country? Well, this is our government run amok without accountability. a government that says, hey, look, it's not my fault, you know?
To be fair, up here in Minnesota, it's there's not a lot of areas like that. You actually have to go looking for them.
Uh-huh.
The thing that we get here that is really really annoying for me is we get our governor, you know, saying things like, if you don't like how it is, then just leave. Well, I've lived here almost my entire life.
Exactly.
What do you mean, just leave, you know?
Yeah, that's the same thing. See, what you bring up there is a powerful point. I was thinking about this the other day, relevant to the refugees that are being forced to leave their homes and, you know, history, their culture, everything. You know, just go ahead and leave. I mean, like it's no big deal. Wait a minute, how dare you? What do you mean, just go ahead and leave? What am I leaving? What am I? You know, it's one thing to be forced and turned into a refugee and sent packing like a hobo with a stick and his clothes on the end of the stick. That's one thing. But another thing to be, you know, like in your case in Minnesota, and how many other Minnesotans, you know, heard that and were greatly insulted.
And all because concerns were voiced that, hey, we might be bringing in too many immigrants. They're not,
right.
We're not integrating them into what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We're just putting them in their area and letting them do their own thing. Well,
right.
that's not what a melting pot is.
Right. Assimilation works both ways.
Be. Yeah.
Right.
And that's what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be a melting pot. And that's why we work. And so when the concern was raised about that, he just blatantly told us, if you don't like it, this is what Minnesota is now. If you don't like it, leave.
Right.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Well, the person that probably be leaving is the leadership that thinks like that, because what has been rather pronounced, particularly in this last election, is the people are waking up and saying, hey, what about us? I mean, you know, we have to be America first for a long time. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, you and I were talking about this before. You know, it's like when you're on a plane and you're going through the safety checks and the flight attendants will say, in the event of emergency and the, you know, masks come down, make sure you put the mask on yourself first before you help a child or help somebody next. So, you know, and I think that that is probably a very wise premise to anything that has to do with safety, is that in order to help somebody else, you got to make sure you're taken care of, right?
Well, I don't think it was a coincidence that, you know, Minnesota has been Democratic for my entire life. You know, what, the 84 election?
Mm-hmm.
There was only one state that voted Democratic, and it was Minnesota.
Right.
And then Washington, D.C. as well.
Right.
But otherwise, everybody else had voted for Reagan to be reelected. But I don't think it... I think that when Dayton said, you know, if you don't like it, leave, I think that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And it should. I mean, that cannot be the answer. If you don't like something, just go away.
Right.
I mean, that can't be the answer for any argument.
Exactly. No, it's basically it's a way of invalidating and getting you and telling you in a very nice, but very not so nice kind of way, just shut up. You know, I don't have enough time. I don't want to talk about it. It's my way or the highway, I guess. That's the conclusion to that story. But, hey, America's rising up. We're sincere about getting this country back on track, and it requires all hands on deck. Welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
This is Ben Gordon.